Well, good morning, everyone. Here, the cattle complex and the beef complex continued lower Tuesday, and the news out of the beef sector isn't really improving. Erner Berry, U.S. box beef market tone for Tuesday described demand as ranging from dull to fair, and noted that seller inventories were building after July 4th week slaughter of 458,000 head, then 529,000 head last week. That's a concerning development. There's also talk of at least one packing plant Tuesday that was taking wasn't taking any and all bids for beef at all. So a sign of how much pressure the packer is under right now. We did see live cattle, August live cattle down 330, October live cattle down 297, December live cattle down 310, and the February cattle down $3 on the live side. And on the feeder cattle side of things, you're down 555 on the August feeder, September down 597, October down 632, and November feeders down 635. I've heard about a 50% discount bin on beef packages showing up at some grocery stores here. Whether that's widespread or isolated, it tells you something that the demand is about where the demand is right now. I haven't seen a lot of it here in Nebraska, but I do know it's popping up around the country. Tuesday's slaughter estimate was 111,000 head versus 110,000 head last week. Week-to-date total stands at 216,000 head versus 210,000. 6,000 head above last week's pace. The week is tracking towards 535,000 head. However, if the extreme weakness in the cutout continues, margin losses may force some kill cuts by Friday. Tuesday morning, choice cutout was essentially flat, just down a penny. It didn't hold by the close. Choice down $1.66 to $373.95. Select down 76 cents to $364.41. Compared to last Tuesday, choice is $11.82 lower. Select is $1.48 lower. Volume 74 loads versus 109 loads last week. Been hearing talk about a 365 floor on the cutout for some time, and I'm now hearing this more people in beef business that 365 is not going to stop the decline. The business simply isn't good. The beef isn't showing any way anyone expected this summer. Heat may be a factor, but it's always hot in July, and that's something deeper. Packer bids in Nebraska opened the morning at 380 on a dress basis, $10 to $12 lower than last week's trade. By Tuesday afternoon, USDA reported 900 head in Nebraska at 380 dressed. Turning the yield 64%, those cattle work out to about 240-320 live before freight. Iowa 1,000 head at 385 dressed, 63% yield, equaling 242.55 before freight. Assuming $1.50 freight is as rough as it is, Nebraska cattle effectively traded around 241.5. So that's kind of where things are at there in this up here in the north, around 241 to 241.5. Here's the numbers that matters. Nebraska fed cattle traded 240.42 during the same week last year. Tuesday estimated trade is just barely above that. If this week ends up with a Nebraska weighted average below 240.42, that would be the first time since August of 24 that Fed cattle prices dip below the previous year. And if August futures take out the January low of 232, the bull market structure could easily flip to bear. Last week's steer carcass weights increased 13 pounds from the previous week, confirming the seasonal low at 951 pounds. Weights are 41 pounds above the same week last year and 64 pounds above 2024. Seasonal low this year came during the week as 2024's low. Weights are now heading higher throughout the balance of the summer and in the fall. And the negative feeder fat swap will keep cattle on feed longer, adding days and pounds, expect carcass weights to expand from here. On the grading, choice and higher grading came in at 87.7% last week, up 1.1% from the previous week. That's 4.8% above the same week last week and 5% above 2024. Look for grading to follow last year's seasonal trend rather than 2024's pattern through the back half of the year. The August live cattle chart is a bearish picture right now. The 10-day moving average has crossed below the 100-day moving average. The 18, the 40, and the 50-day have all turned down. With the 18-day already below the 40-day, the technical indicators are deep in oversold territory. The next chart support sits at the March lows between 222 and 225. Nothing really in the charts says that this market's close to posting a bottom. Oversold conditions can persist for weeks, and the structure points to lower prices. If you're waiting for a technical signal to act on the downside, this isn't a market giving you one yet. On the feeder side, Tuesday set an open price high, then lost more than $5 in the session. Call me crazy, but it feels like this market's about to catch a bit of support here. Watch 350 as a key pivot level heading into Wednesday's session. I know we closed a little bit below that, but once you take out some of these levels here on the top or the downside that I watch very closely, it does get the momentum going. In the live cattle, Tuesday gapped open lower, sold off aggressive, and as the last remaining cattle bulls sought the shelter immediately. How we trade Wednesday is anybody's guess. My plan is to key off 231.5 and watch how the price action develops from there. Bottom line, the beef complex is under some serious pressure here. The seller inventories are building. At least one packer is taking any bid it can get, and the cutout can be heading below 365. Nebraska cash is only a few dollars of going negative year over year for the first time since August 2024. Carcass weights bottom and are heading higher, which only means the supply pressure in the months ahead. Watch 350 in the feeders and 231.5 on the August live cattle as key levels on Wednesday. Folks, that's your cattle market update for Wednesday, July 15th. I'm Kyle Bumstead on KDHN. If you'd like to talk strategy in the cattle market, discuss cash trade, or just talk markets in general, Give me a call at 308-708-7340. Talk to y'all tomorrow.
Futures trading involves the substantial risk of loss and is not suitable for all investors.